5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, welcome back to the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Our First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Angel, let's take a look at the NFL with today in the National Football League. So Matt Ryan was kind of just shocked about the whole thing. Just benched. He said he came to work planning to rehab his sore right shoulder, turn his attention to the Commanders. But instead, they said, hey, you're no longer the starter. It's getting rough, man. He said, as a player, you just always anticipate you're getting ready, you're going to go. And so that's where your mindset's at. There's a little bit of a surprise and shock at the beginning, but it's a decision they had to make. And as a player, as a teammate, you have to move forward and you've got to help out where you can. Is this it for Matt Ryan? Does he retire at the end of the season?
It kind of feels like it. It kind of felt like the Colts coming into the season, the Colts would be his last team. You didn't expect him to be as bad. Really didn't expect him to get benched for Sam Ehlinger. So,
no.
This could very well be the end for the former MVP, Matt Ryan.
Yes. It's crazy how sometimes these guys just hit the wall, man. Hopefully that's not the case for Russell Wilson, that he's not just hitting the wall, and that's really what this is all about. Yikes. Quarterback power rankings. According to CBSSports.com, who's the number one quarterback in the NFL, Angel?
For me, it's Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes is number one, according to CBS Sports. Who's number two?
Probably Josh Allen.
Josh Allen's two. They still have Aaron Rodgers at number three. But the question is, who do you put above him? I mean, I know it's bad, but if he's playing for the Bills and the Chiefs, what are you seeing? Probably some good stuff, right?
Yes.
The Packers are kind of a train wreck right now. Joe Burrow coming in at four. Rightfully so. Joe Burrow has been playing out of his mind. This one, I don't know about. Number five is Tommy Bones. Tom Brady, is that the same thing? Put him on the Bills and the Chiefs, and he's probably doing some good things?
Yeah, and I think it's just because he's Tom Brady, you have to put him in the top five just because.
Until he retires, he will be in the top five. Lamar Jackson coming in number six. Again, this is courtesy of CBSSports.com. I mean, Lamar is a playmaker. He is a playmaker that is a part, you know, he's part of the reason, but this team can't figure out how to close out games, but he's still a stud. Justin Herbert. Then Jalen Hurts at number eight.
I don't like the Herbert.
You don't like Herbert?
Breaking there.
Jalen Hurts is at eight. Dak Prescott's at nine. Stafford's at 10. Kirk Cousins at 11. Geno Smith's at 12. Kyler Murray, 13. Derek Carr, 14. Russell Wilson, that's what we were getting to. Russell Wilson is number 15. Are you shocked by this? Or is it because we haven't really seen overwhelming great quarterback play to start, save for the Josh Allens and Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts, I guess Kirk Cousins and Geno Smith? We haven't seen amazing quarterback play.
We haven't, and that's league-wide, it seems, outside of those, you know, four or five teams that have their positions settled. A lot of just mediocre, nothing really dominant quarterback play. You talk about Russell, all the preseason hype. We haven't seen that. I do have a problem with this list, though.
It doesn't seem really good. Jimmy Garoppolo, 16. Ryan Tannehill. Tua is at 18.
That makes no sense. I get the injuries, but that still makes no sense. He is not number 18.
It is weird that Russell Wilson is over Tua right now. Like, as far as play,
Tua's better than Geno.
Is he better than Geno?
Yes,
right now?
He is.
Like right now, based on just the season, this has nothing to do with life before this year. Is he better than Geno Smith?
Yes.
I mean, he's been out for how many games did he miss?
Two and a half.
Geno Smith is like seventh in yards. He's thrown for 11 touchdowns and three picks. His rating is 107. I mean, dude, those are good numbers. Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert and Josh Allen are kind of running away. But Geno's got some good numbers right now.
Not a numbers guy. I'm an eye test person.
Well, the eye test would tell you that the Seahawks are winning their division right now. And that's been a big reason because of Geno Smith's play. They're 4-3 hosting the Giants this weekend. They have a chance to make some noise here. Lose that game, and all right, you come back down to earth a little bit, but you go 5-3 and beat this hot Giants team?
That might be the best game of the weekend.
Maybe. Who would have thought that? I mean, I thought Green Bay Buffalo might be, but the way Green Bay is, ooh.
I'm feeling Green Bay might shock Buffalo there. Everyone's counting them out already.
Yeah.
That's a game that Aaron Rodgers might just...
Maybe.
All right, screw
maybe.
You guys.
To just change... This is one of those games where it's like, oh, you think you know what's going to happen in the NFL? Here's Aaron Rodgers just suddenly clicking.
The first 7 weeks.
Yes. Suddenly clicking and upsetting the Buffalo Bills. There's no sure thing in this league, man. There is no sure thing in this league. Buffalo Bills. We were talking about this yesterday. CBS did a... I went to CBS today because just saw a lot of... They're doing a lot of their like contenders and quarterback lists and rankings. We did this on Monday. Who's the contender? Who's the pretenders? Buffalo, contender. Philly, contender. Kansas City, contender. Dallas, are they a contender or are they a pretender?
I think they're a pretender.
I kind of feel like they're a pretender right now.
You see this before with Dallas. It's the same old story.
San Francisco, a contender or a pretender? Now that they got Christian McCaffrey.
I think it's TBD. I need to see what this offense looks like with McCaffrey fully installed into it. And then we'll see. I still think their defense is top-notch, so.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
Contender. Seattle. Are they a pretender?
I mean, they're putting on a pretty good front if they are.
They sure are, man. They sure are. Tampa Bay.
Eesh.
Pretender?
They're pretenders.
Giants. 6-1.
I don't know how true that is. Like,
not a great schedule.
I'm not super bought into Daniel Jones. I like Brian Daboll.
I think I'm all in on Daniel Jones suddenly. Like, I was bored out stiff watching Giants games the last 2 years. Now I'm not. Dable's like, hey, Daniel, you can do more things than just, like, be a dude, right? You can go out and play.
Oh, he starts running and he just... He can't be that fast.
He's freaking, and then you're just like, what is happening?
Get that guy.
Yeah, you can't get him. He's moving right past you guys. What are you doing? Are the Jets a pretender or a contender?
They're pretending.
5-2. Robert Saleh looks like the villain in every movie you've ever seen.
They're a really nice paper airplane.
Ravens. 4-3. They're first in the AFC North.
I mean, until they can hold on to a lead, they're pretenders.
Probably. Tennessee, 4-2.
They've won four straight games, I think. They're on a streak of wins. They unveiled their new stadium projections yesterday. Looks like a box. If you put SoFi into a box, that's what it looks like. So all these new stadiums, I don't know if it's going to help them, but you got Derek.
Yeah, you do. He's a contender.
Oh, yeah.
By himself, he's
always
a contender. Well, there you go. You know, I didn't even ask about the Broncos. That's just silly.
Just happy to be there.
They're just happy to be on the plane, catching some shut-out. Oh, no, Russ is doing high knees again.
Oh, there goes Russell.
There he goes.
Flight attendant. Nope, that's Russell.
Russ, come on, bro. We're trying to sleep.
Hey, while you're up, can you give me some peanuts?
Yeah.
Since you're already up.
Come on, Russ. You're better than this. You're better than this, Russ.
Russ, the seatbelt sign's on. Come on.
I just want to see Russ go crazy. Just go crazy on Sunday.
I think he is going crazy.
But in a different way. Because I'm tired of it. I'm starting to get into the whole thing, too. Like Dangerous and the sandwich. And the, let's ride. He said it again. He's back to it. He's back to it.
Had Subway for lunch today.
Did you find the Dangerous sandwich?
No, they didn't. It wasn't up there on the menu. I did get some, you know, spicy salami on my sandwich, so it was a little spicy.
What is the Dangerous sandwich?
It's basically an Italian BMT with extra veggies and some extra spiciness.
I mean, there's only so many combinations you can find.
Yeah, I mean, they only have so many options.
There's only so many options. Delicious.
Oh, yes.
But there's only so many options. Oh, boy. It's just getting weird. The whole thing is just bizarre.
It's just one thing after another. Like, we could have gone this whole week without, you know, oh, it's on Hackett, it's on Hackett. And then Russ comes out and Mr. Wolverine blood.
Now it's back to Russ. I mean, it's like,
doing push-ups and sit-ups and calisthenics in the plane.
It's like,
is it like a big plane
you,
or is it like a, you know, a traditional commercial jet?
It doesn't seem safe to do that.
Oh, I'm on a plane. I sit in my seat the whole time. I'm scared to go to the restroom.
I barely walk to the restroom, let alone do high knees and running. I mean, every game, Angel, it's staying true to this. Every game has a storyline. Seattle, 46 left hash. Houston, can you get a play in? 49ers.
Jimmy,
Russell,
one step backwards.
Jimmy's one step backwards, but Russell was awful until the end. Raiders, fumbles? Was that fumbles?
That was Melvin's fumble.
That was Melvin's fumbles. Colts.
Just bad.
You decision making.
Yep.
You know, third and four, you toss it to the end zone, throw an interception. And then fourth and two, Russell Wilson misses a wide open guy. Chargers. What was the story there? There was something there, right? The hell was it?
I think it was just more of just... I think that was a Russell game where he
bad
just
game.
Couldn't do it.
And then the Jets was Brett Rippon for, you know, 9 points in the first half. Uh-oh. And then let's just not do anything creative or imaginative in
let's
the second
hide.
Half. Let's hide. Let's hide, Denver. I'll tell you who's going to have a big game Sunday, regardless, is my guy. Greg Dulcich.
The tight end.
He's going to have a game. That guy looks like some kind of superhero guy. He's jacked. He's huge. He's got the curly, beautiful hair. That guy's going to be something. He's marketable. Let's give him a Subway sandwich. He was good last week, and then we just went, nah.
Yeah, we're good.
Let's not go with stuff that works.
Let's stick to the status quo here.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's make that happen. 17 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. Future headlines are coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey everybody, this is Dalton Reiser with the Denver Broncos, left guard number 66. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Future headlines.
So, here's what's going to happen.
Here's your headline. Some companies still know how business is done.
You take the pictures, I'll make up the headlines, okay? All right? That okay with you?
Back again for some more future headlines today. Brady, 2-for-3 after yesterday. Had the Avs winning. The Pelicans shocked me there, got the upset. And then the Warriors did get sunburned in Phoenix.
They did, man. Clay goes out and all hell breaks loose.
Get the aloe.
Yes.
It burns.
Yes. Very much so.
But we have three more headlines today, all Nuggets focused. As
okay.
The Nuggets back in town take on the LA Lakers tonight. That's on ESPN. Starting off here, Bones get spooky for Halloween.
Bones mix it up a little bit tonight?
Yeah, I think we saw a little bit in that Portland game of Bones trying to settle down and just settle in and facilitate a little bit more.
Are you looking at it spooky in a positive way, or yes. It's like he had an ugly, scary game?
No, he's feeling spooky. He's going to leave some bones in the boneyard on the Highlands.
No Russell Westbrook. I don't know that matters, but I'm just thinking of matchups. Is Bones going to have a big night tonight?
I think he will. I think he feeds off the Mile High City energy at home and has a good game.
Yeah, it's at home. Bones loves being at home. So, okay, well, I'll go with you there. Bones Highland, spooky night.
Okay, next one here. Murray flashes with season-high 20 points.
Nope. Not yet. You know what? He had 8 points quickly the other night, and then it went away. Not there yet. I'm going to give it a few more weeks.
Okay, found this out today. LeBron James has played every NBA team at least 30 times. The only team he has a losing record to are the Nuggets.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
So this headline is, the Joker jests King James in Nuggets win.
Yeah. Joker goes off tonight.
I like that.
Joker has a game tonight. This is pissed off Joker that was kind of like, I don't care if I score. And then the next night, he's like, yeah, I actually do care. I do care.
I want to see Jokic in the paint, getting those shots up. Get some guys in foul trouble a little early. I think Anthony Davis, he tends to foul quite a bit. I don't know who else is on the Lakers besides LeBron and Russell.
Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Beverly.
Yeah, Beverly.
Billy Bob.
We did find out also MPJ is out tonight.
Okay, so MPJ is out, but they're losing Russell Westbrook tonight, so it's...
Yeah, it's a fair shake.
It's a fair shake. Do you think Joker's getting a little annoyed? Just...
By what?
Just annoyed. He's in the media all the time. They ask him questions. He was cracking jokes like... They said, what did you think of Jamal Murray's game back? And he goes, oh, it wasn't terrible.
But didn't suck.
Next game, yeah, it didn't suck. Next game will be bad. And then he's like, what are you talking to Christian Brown about? We talked about vacations. Like, is he starting to... you start seeing this sometimes. Like, LeBron never has a smile on his face.
No, and I think with Jokic, I think it goes back to just resettling with this team. Obviously, he was in Serbia over the summer, kind of get used to being back home with his kid and with his horses and playing Euro basketball. And it's early in the season. You know, this is what, game five? So you got to settle in, get back to that team environment.
These are the kind of things, though, that make me think that a few years, because what did he sign, a five-year deal? On top of, he's got this year left and next year, is that right? Or is it just this year? So he got six more years? The only concern I would ever have about Nikola Jokic is if he just like, Serbia is so much better. Yeah. Horses are awesome. The country life, my wife, my kid. I could see him being the opposite of Tom Brady. Like, I'm going to retire earlier so I can go be with all of that.
I could see that. And, you know, that might be his end goal. And it's selfish of us, but let's get a title before you
do. Let's get a title.
Just one. We'll be fine with one.
We're sitting out in the garage where my wife grows dahlias. And so
the flower.
It's complicated. It's so complicated. You got to like hibernate them and stuff. Take them out. So we're sitting out there. I've got the game on my iPad, and I'm talking to my wife about the game as we go. And I looked at her in the first quarter and I said, Nuggets are going to win a championship this year. This is going to happen. She goes, you really think so? And it's yeah. Second half happened. What just happened here? I'm telling you, every time I think like that, something bad happens.
No, I still feel pretty comfortable that this team can contend for a title.
I do, too. Defense is awful. I do like what I'm seeing with Aaron Gordon. I do want to see more from Bones. Tonight might be that night. He loves playing in Denver. Yeah, I think that they have the pieces. And again, how big of a concern is it about MPJ? At the back. I mean, Jamal's going to heal and it's going to be fine unless he does something else to a different leg. But the back, man, that's tough.
Ask you this. I heard this on Altitude's broadcast for the Portland game. They brought up DeMarcus Cousins and comparing him to DeAndre Jordan. Do you think that replacement has worked so far?
I mean, there were flashes of it early when I thought, oh, this is a much better replacement. But Cousins in the playoffs was pretty meaningful.
Yeah, so, and he really helped Bones kind of develop with that second unit a lot.
And they want, it's got to be Jordan and Bones working together. Those two are primarily going to be your guys. So far, no. I think you're better off with Cousins. But like Brendan Vogt told us of DNVR Nuggets, there's reasons Cousins isn't on a roster right now.
Yeah.
The attitude, he can't get past it. He can't get past who he is.
And even with Malone, who is, you know, his guy.
Who was his guy back in Sacramento.
We still saw DeMarcus get frustrated and technicals and stupid fouls and stuff like that.
I mean, his fouls are just stupid.
Yeah, they're just like, it's too much. Like, you're just crossing the line every time.
I get when Joker gets frustrated and has frustration fouls and stuff, but Cousins has...
Well, it's because Jokic doesn't get calls.
Yeah, and he gets mad. But Cousins was just like, there were just bonehead plays all the time. It happened, but he had some good moments for sure, especially in those playoffs. And the idea was like, oh, play them both. Play Nikola and Cousins. Golden State's just going to tee off. Like they talked about playing both of those guys to guard Golden State. You can't do it.
They don't have a big lineup for for Golden State.
No, and that means that you got two guys that can't guard the three now. Great. You can't. Most teams can't stop Golden State when you have five guys to guard the three. Now you're going to give me three? No. That was stupid. Wouldn't have worked. You could have scored, but you wouldn't have been able to defend this team, and they would have teed off from the three-point line. That was a silly, silly thing that I heard from you guys. Stop doing it.
Who gets the start tonight in place of Michael?
That's a great question. So Bruce Brown's been started the game when Jamal was out, which, strangely enough, that's looked better. But Jamal's got to work himself into the mix. Do you start Bruce Brown do you go small? Or do you, Davon Reed is listed as the backup to Michael Porter Jr. Zeke Nagy we're seeing more of. Does he go? Do you go big? A shooter.
I think the matchup with the Lakers, it might fare you better to start small.
So go with Bruce Brown. So go Jamal Murray and Bruce Brown and KCP and then Gordon and Joker.
Yeah, and then if you could get Najee and Jordan out there in the second unit,
yeah,
you want to go big?
I wonder what they'll do. That's interesting.
That's going to be Michael Malone's rotations are going to be keeping an eye on tonight.
Well, and do you consider doing this with Jamal, what the Clippers are doing with Kawhi? Do you consider saying, hey, why don't you come off the bench for a little bit and play with Bones, and we'll start Bruce Brown, and then just work you in that way?
I could see that.
Or do you really want to just say, you know what, this first month and a half, we are going to force the issue and force that chemistry back with Jamal and Joker?
I don't know if it's necessarily forcing it. You kind of just want it to see if it, you know, can develop on its own, if they can just pick up, like, you know, riding a bike again. Can they just get on and just go? But I think you want to get Murray used to that, okay, preparation as if you're the starter, being able to go out on the floor and play for the first 6-7 minutes of a game and get that first win knocked out of you a little bit where you go to the bench tired.
Yeah, Jamal said he was tired after that Thunder game. You know, he's a little tired. That was at home. These games tonight, the Lakers aren't going to do anything this year. You got to take advantage of these games because you don't have many home games to start the season. And, you know, not many home games against easy opponents. And if the Lakers are truly as bad as we're all saying they are, and I don't know, they're not, like I said, they're not getting blown out the door every night. They're 0-3.
And their worst players not playing.
Yeah, so does that help the Lakers tonight or hurt the Lakers tonight that Westbrook's not playing?
I don't know. Well, I like the Nuggets. They've been at home since the Portland game. They have another home game against Utah on Friday night. So feed into that energy, the Mile High City. Feed into that. Just let Jokic attack and go back into MVP form. If Jamal wants to put up a nice 20, that would be great. And this bench needs to step up a little bit on the defensive side as well.
LeBron and Davis are listed as day-to-day.
Hmm.
They're getting beat up a little bit. Because Westbrook's listed as likely out, right? I don't know if it's official yet, but didn't look good. Patrick Beverley will go, Lonnie Walker, and then LeBron, and both LeBron and Anthony Davis are listed as day-to-day. So these kind of games early on, you just want to go grab them. You know, you're on national television, you want to start getting some positive talk surrounding your team. These are the kind of games you want to go get. And we'll see. I mean, this team should beat the Lakers. They should have battled better with Portland. Portland's good, though. Portland's going to be good.
Just when you thought we got rid of CJ McCollum. Nope, here's Simons.
Here's Simons with 9,000 three-pointers against you.
Oh, and your old pal, Jeremy.
Yeah. Jeremy Grant. Although, I don't know. Now looking at this lineup, kind of worked out, maybe.
He would have fit in last year.
He would have been three, right? He would have been the three guy.
Yeah.
He would have been Porter's spot.
With the injuries, he would have fit in last year. This year, I don't think
this year he wouldn't have worked because you can't start him over Porter, can you? I mean, I'm not saying Grant's maybe a better overall player than Porter right now.
He's a better defender.
But Porter's the scorer that can score quickly and change the trajectory of a game. Now they do have Westbrook now listed as doubtful. 34 minutes after the hour, do or die time for Nathaniel Hackett and the Denver Broncos. Never in my Broncos life have I previewed a game that was so much of a must win outside of playoffs, because those literally are must wins. This is the most mustness of wins coming up Sunday in London. 34 minutes after the hour, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
Sophisticated music. Must mean the Broncos are in London. They have arrived.
Time for tea, dear.
Time for tea and a sandwich. Perhaps a dangerous sandwich. I don't know if that's
British. They're called biscuits, Brady.
Yes.
Do things differently across the pond.
Who would have thought at the beginning of the season that the London game would be the... This is the game. This game is, if you don't win, Nathaniel Hackett's gone, and we are selling. If you win, we'll suffer through this the rest of the year. We'll give it a shot. I mean, this is it. This is it. It sure feels like it. All the reports indicating that if the Broncos lose, they are turning the page that quickly on this season, on the Nathaniel Hackett era, Bradley Chubb era. Maybe Jerry Judy era. Maybe so. How about that? And then you'll be on what? 3, 4, 5? McDaniels, John Fox, Gary Kubiak, Vance Joseph, Vic Fangio, Nathaniel Hackett. So in the last 10 years or 15 years, 6 coaches, 7 if you want to include Mike Shanahan. 7 coaches? When Shanahan was the coach for like 20 years. And you're now at a point where you're going to fire. This is the new low. McDaniels was the low. When the 4-win season, when he was shipping everybody out of here, he wanted his guys in. That was the low. You know, and then Vance never quite got to that point. Vic never quite got to that point. Nathaniel Hackett's going to get to that point. If you don't win Sunday, the new low, the new bar has been lowered.
And you look at the outliers in that list, it's John Fox and Kubiak, and you can attribute those to Peyton Manning and or the defense.
Yeah. Green Acres, I got a perfect Nuggets topic for you guys. Nikola Jokic just tied Wilt on the all-time triple-doubles list. Yeah, we talked about that on Monday because that's when he did it, right? Or Sunday night.
Could pass him tonight.
Will Joker ever catch Russell Westbrook on the list? Westbrook is at 194. Joker's at 78. He almost got 79. 999 the other night.
See, the next one up, if he passes Wilt at... If he gets 79, he'll pass Wilt. The next one is LeBron James at 105. Jeez, Russell has 194.
190. Remember when he did?
That's a lot.
But that was like, I'm pretty sure he was paying guys to like say, hey, every free throw, just leave it alone.
That was his MVP season, right?
I get, yeah.
He averaged
a triple-double. He was really good at one point. Like he was. When he was with OKC, he was really good.
Yeah, and once that team started to, you know, get picked apart with Harden and Durant, Russell was the last one there.
How many triple-doubles did Joker have last year? He's got 78 in his career. The question is, can you get to the hundred? You'll get to the hundreds, right? How many did? Let me know when you find that. He's got a pass. That's a good topic. He'll pass LeBron, won't he? Right, although LeBron's still going. So Jason Kidd, Magic Johnson, and Oscar Robertson are up above LeBron, who are retired.
Cole had 19 triple-doubles last season.
Okay, so let's just assume that he gets 19 again this year. That gets him to 100. Then let's assume he gets 19 the following year. He'll be at 120, 119. The following year, 140. Then the next year, 160. So
that would be good for third behind Russell and Oscar Robertson.
He's got 7 years. He's got 5 years. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Russell Wilson. He's got 5 years after this one. So he's got 6 years to do this under the current contract. Will he slow down with triple doubles? He probably needs to get like a 30 triple double season this year. How many does he have so far this year? Two?
I think two. I could see it.
Get 30 this year?
I'd put it right at 25.
Will he pass Jason Kidd this year then? 107. Then that's going to be close.
It'd be close.
He'll end up in the top five easily. He'll pass Magic Johnson. Is LeBron still churning out triple doubles anymore?
I don't think so. If he does, it's every bit of an assist and rebound.
Greenacre says Joker averages a triple double every 6.8 games. Obviously, more frequently now. I don't even know what that kind of math would lead
That's
me to.
That's a lot
to.
Of numbers.
every six games. That's about probably where he was then, right? With 20. Well, yeah, that's true. Westbrook's played 1,000-plus games. Joker's done it in 531. I'm going to say yes. I think Joker will. That's a good poll question for tomorrow. What do you think? Well, Green Acres is coming up. That could have won you Top Text Tuesday yesterday. If you come up with the poll question, that could win you Top Text Tuesday, but it's Wednesday.
Last year, Jokic did lead the league in double-doubles with 66.
It's good.
He's very good at getting double-doubles, and we saw a lot last year. He was one rebound away or an assist away from getting those triple-doubles. So he gets close a lot.
He's always up there. I mean, he's always got like 7 or 8 assists, and if it's not 7 or 8 assists, it's 7 or 8 rebounds to 11 assists or other way around. Points, he should fall asleep on 10, which he didn't the other night, but he shot 4 times. He shot 4 times and had 9 points. Please do more than that. I think he'll pass Russell Westbrook. Yeah, I think so. Let's get a 30 triple-double year this year, and away we go.
I do want to clarify something about the text line and yesterday. Dixon,
oh.
I read your messages this morning.
Are you sad?
I'm not sad. I was a little shocked. Didn't expect the rebuttal there, but
no, it's Dixon.
I get it. It's a tough competition on Tuesdays, and
he didn't like that a GIF won Top Text Tuesday.
Yeah, and technically it was a photo, not a GIF.
Yeah, it's true, Dixon. So get your facts
straight. PNG versus GIF, it's different, but
because you chose it, and you gave the $50 gift certificate to BRAD.
Yes,
to Cable's Pub and Grill. And now we recharge it, and the first one to win 3 gets another one.
All right, and I realize it's the big prize, and I normally don't pick the winners, so thanks for that, Brady. got the hooligans mad at
Dixon's,
me for no reason.
Dixon has a text all day. The minute you mention him, he already, now it's top something Tuesday, LOL. It's a text. You're sending it via text.
It's on the text line.
It's on the text line. You could text a poem. You could text a picture of a refrigerator. You could create a GIF. You could drop me a stat. Green Acres today comes up with a poll question. Like that kind of stuff I value. Dixon, I mean, you were those were great texts yesterday.
The argument on a technicality, I don't like it.
Are you going to choose next week? Or are you not want to do this? With great power comes great responsibility.
Thank you, Uncle Ben.
Do you want to be this anymore?
I need a week to think about it.
When I make a decision on Top Text Tuesday, the wrath of the hooligans.
Well, he said he's going to rally them together to protest.
I wouldn't doubt it. They'd
like
probably
see those picket signs.
Start at the den. Oh, yeah. I'd be like, stop.
Read a lot of text. Give me the Cable's card.
Text spelled T-E-C-K.
Just T-E-D.
Yeah. we had this discussion. Before the ruling was made, it was supposed to be a text. No, it's a text. It was a text. You can text a picture. Am I Uncle Ben? Green Acres?
Spider-Man pointing at each other. See, that's funny. You can make us laugh.
That's
good. A winnable text.
Well, and also if you get the dialogue going. Like, I'm going to pull a Jim Rome thing here. I can carry this show. We can carry this show. It's the whole show. But the texters can add to it and make it fun. It's still going to be a blast. We're still going to tear it up. But You guys throw in some poll questions once in a while, things that make things that are interesting to me, then I'm going to go off on that and go, wow, that got me going on this conversation. That's a good text. If it's changed now, it's fine. At least we know. When GIFs have won this before, Dixon. GIFs have won Top Text Tuesday.
This is the whole show because of the Hulligans, not because of Brady.
Yeah, that's true. Very true. So what was his picture? We still don't know. We can't tell. It's a secret. It's a secret. We don't know what won. A picture. It was a picture.
It was a picture. It was a reference to Brady's high school track record.
And it was funny.
If you make a reference to the show or a segment or even a sponsor,
yeah,
it helps.
I wanted my pick yesterday would have been the guy out of Wiley, the guy that said that knew the referee that I knew. That was my text. Now, next to hearing Brady, the voice actor in every other commercial, best part of the show is the text line interaction. I'm not every other commercial. I'll change my voice a little bit.
I like the beard pairing one. You go a little Australian.
Yeah.
I like that one.
That was good. That was a good one. I'm an actor. Acting. What do you mean Green Acres, best part of the show is the texter? Where you been, bro? The best part of the show is the hole in the show. And then the texters are, you know, angels up there. And then the texters are the guests, too. I mean, come on. Bring better text, and I will say that maybe the texters are a bigger part. We have to take a break. We do.
Probably.
It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Green Acre says, LOL. I love good texts, and I hope it becomes that. I hope you guys bring it every single day. Challenge Dixon to the throne, man. We'll be right back.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Dalton Reisner rumors are popping up. Tons of rumors about who might be traded. Will Nathaniel Hackett be fired? It's getting downright scary out there, man.
Spooky, almost.
Spooky! And not like the good way, like Bones Highland's performance tonight. We had to play a Halloween song because Angel went out with Dixon, He went out during the break. I was just reading a text from Dixon right there. He went out to the break with a Christmas song.
What's Mistress of Christmas by AC/DC?
It's like, what? Not yet, Angel. We can't do it yet. My September and October Pain by Wilson dominated whatever stupid Brady track picture was sent. You both know it. At least now we know you have moved the goalposts, but the judging will apparently be so arbitrary you might as well throw all the names in a hat, LOL.
We'll do that.
This is why we can't have nice things, because you bitch about it.
You want to play this game? Give me a hat.
I mean, come on. Hey, guys, we give you $50 gift certificate chances, but you don't like how we do it. Oh, fantastic. Good night, Northern Colorado.